I'm speaking to Ivy today. You might be able to hear Your Country Now, 100.5 WKXA. Let's go with Wet Nose Wednesday, thanks to a Legacy Country Corner, James Atkins.
Natalie and Rex help you find your forever pets. Now on Wet Nose Wednesday.
Natalie in with Ivy, little kitty cat. Well, not maybe not so little.
But. Yeah, I mean, she's not. She's about a year old. She is talking. I still have her in her carrier.
Yeah.
Because Rex did, you did mention that you were talking to her, and I'm pretty sure you were telling her escape coordinates. Because she's like, yeah, I think
she's
you're right.
She's trying to hide, right. Wants to hide.
So. Yeah, she was finding, she was eyeballing all the hiding spots in here.
Ivy's beautiful.
She's got almost a mane
on the front.
Yeah, she's got I mean, she's got, like, medium hair, like, again, around her mane. She is white, and she has, like, some brown and gray on her. But she is...
Mostly white.
Yes. Yeah. Oh, look, she's just like, don't mind if I do.
She's sneaking around.
Stepping out. And she was talkative in the car ride.
Because you're driving?
Angry. Yeah, yeah. It's like, we gotta go. Yeah.
Slow down, Natalie.
She's like, no. So she is available for adoption. She's about a year old. And if you are interested in adopting Ivy, you can visit with her at the shelter at 4550 Fostoria Avenue. You can also submit an application online at www.hancockhumanesociety.com. You can also submit an application in person, too. And she is typically very outgoing. Right now, she's just kind of like, what's going on?
Yeah.
So
new
if you,
surroundings.
Yes. If you do adopt her, this is probably indicative of what she'll be like at home for, you know, just getting home. It's a new space.
Right.
So she's probably not going to be her true self straight away. But her true self is she loves snacks. Mm-hmm. She likes pets. She likes getting brushed. And she does like toys, too. So
well,
if you are interested in adopting her, please come on out. And if you're not interested in adopting a cat, we do have dogs. And if you are not really ready to adopt yet, but you do want to help out, we're always looking for donations. Or you can just come and visit with the pets.
Any special hours over the next couple of days?
We actually are going to be closed for Thanksgiving.
Okay.
So starting Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, we're going to be closed.
Okay.
We'll have staff there, you know, taking care of the pets, but we won't actually be open for the public.
Very good. Last week, we had mac and cheese in.
How's Mac? Mac and cheese found home.
Oh, awesome.
Yes.
Yeah.
And then his buddy, he didn't have a buddy in his kennel with them, but he had, like, a buddy in the same area he was. And his buddy was adopted yesterday, too.
Well, that's good news.
Yes.
Very good. Well, Ivy's kind of very, I don't know, cautious with her steps.
Yes, she
wherever
is.
Wherever she goes.
She is. She's like, yeah, that's a perfect way to describe her. When she was like moving, she was just gently placing her paws down like, is this safe? Kind of like, you know, those illusions that you see when you're like just walking on the sidewalk and you see like someone has painted or like drawn like a open bridge. And then she's like, oh, wait, is this? No, it's actually safe. It's actually safe.
She's back safe and sound in the cage. And she can comment on your driving on the way back.
I'm sure she will.
Natalie, thanks for coming in. Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving.
It's Wet Nose Wednesday, all thanks to Legacy Country Corner.
Rex Howard in the morning, 100.5 WKXA.